Am I not letting her to Kalamoya is that her eyes open a little bit when to deal with the kids after giving shiur on Monday, and walking down the path and start picking on these flowers. And so, what are you doing? Why are you picking? If I'm breaking for no reason, there's no hetzer chalamayit. I came home, one of my kids is flying after Yom Tov, so he's busy printing off his boarding passes. What's going on?
No, it's not miserable.
Well, Shem, if you know what you're doing, you know what you're right and wrong. So last time we started speaking about Mechavim Malachta B'Moed, we said you mustn't, even though you're allowed to do melachas on Chol HaMoed, we are not allowed to plan to do those melachas regarding to Dabar Oveid, things that you're allowed to do in order to prevent financial loss. You're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to plan to do on Chol HaMoed. That means if you could do it beforehand, you have to do it beforehand. And also things that take a chag, which you're not allowed to plan. So you're allowed to do them on the Moed, but you're not allowed to plan to do it on the Moed. That's what we started speaking about. And which brings us to some common shaydas that we need to really work out. For instance, cutting toilet paper. Cutting toilet paper is Tzorech HaMoed, right? It's something which you need. But if you had time before Chol HaMoed, did you have to start cutting all your toilet paper like you do before Shabbos? Do you have to do it before Chol HaMoed? Or turning on lights, people go in the room, out the room, do you have to have the lights on before the Moed? So we know we're a maker by turning on lights and off lights. And cutting toilet paper as well, we're a maker. So what's the pshat? And the is you have to be machaber, you're not allowed to be machaber
enough.
Yeah, you could do it beforehand, just like when Shabbos before Shabbos.
But when you're in these situations, they would not put you in a situation to be embarrassed.
No, of course you're right, if you didn't do it, but we're saying you should plan beforehand, you should have
to. Well, it's not better, you said.
Do you have to? So halacha is you don't have to, you do not have to. So the shat is one. So when we're talking about machaber malachta b'moed, we're talking about things which are normally prepared beforehand. But something which you do right when you require them, then there's no din mechavim melachta b'moed. For instance, going into a room, you turn on the light when you want to use the room. You don't plan turning on the light beforehand. It's not the normal manner. And no other thing, cutting toilet paper. It's a normal plan. Obviously, on Shabbos you have to prepare, because on Shabbos you have to prepare. It's melachas. It's on Chol HaMoed that the klal is something which you would normally do just before you require it. You would not need to prepare beforehand. Toilet paper you do not need to cut beforehand. There was a big tzaddik in Yerushalayim, Reb David Baran, who used to cut his toilet paper before Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov. But different people say different things why he did it. The Meister of Nissen Kehelet said in the olden days he used to have newspapers, he used to cut them big sheets, so that was more of a pu'ula. Nowadays you have toilet rolls, you just cut them when you need them.
A little bit this cloud bothers me that what you're not doing can in advance, usually you permitted to do in Chol HaMoed. This I understood, right?
Yes.
I also never cut my nails until last month. Nevertheless, I already make haircut.
Are we going to speak about it soon? Okay, it's a good hour. We'll speak to it soon. It's not exactly the same anyway, but we'll come to haircuts and nails very, very soon. So some brief, quick halachas about mechaber melachta, besides what we just said. The halacha mechaber melachta is only if you on purpose decided to do it on Yom Tov. If you were lazy and you thought you had time and then you ran out of time, or you simply forgot and you came Yom Tov and you realized Chol HaMoed you need to do it, Shulchan Aruch Baskins, it's okay. That's not shia. You need to be a pesher. Only if you are a pesher, that's when we hold your mechaber melachta. On the other hand, if somebody thought you're allowed to wait until Chol HaMoed, he knew he had time. But he thought he could wait until Chol HaMoed. It's called Oymer Mutter. He thought it was Mutter. There the Poskim say, no, it's Osir. There the Poskim say, it's Osir, because that was a case where you had time before Yom Tov. So why didn't you do it? You had time before Yom Tov. You should have done it before Yom Tov. So that, on the one hand, we're Maker in a case where you weren't Pesher. On the other hand, if you're an Oymer Mutter, if you thought it was Mutter, that is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. If somebody had time before Yom Tov and he didn't do it and came Yom Tov, he wouldn't be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. If he had time before Yom Tov, it wouldn't help you. No. It's a melacha, and a melacha Chazal forbade you to do on anything which you could have done beforehand, they don't allow you to do on Yom Tov. Which brings a very common shaila, I guess those of us who have retired already, it's not Negea, and those of us who are incurred are not Negea, but there are, definitely in Chotot, much more Negea, there's a time when you have, where you work, and you have chofesh, or time when you could take off for your 2 week holiday. So now the other shaila is, people like to go away in the summer. That's when people like to go in the summer. But if they want to take off the 2 weeks in the summer, they have to work a Chol HaMoed. So the shaila is, are you allowed to work a Chol HaMoed in order that you'll be able to go away on holiday in the summer? And summer is nice, and maybe it's a pleasure to go away. On the other hand, you're working Chol HaMoed. Is that called Mechav Melachtoi? Is that called Mechav Melachtoi? So I was a bit wary about this. The saying is over.
It's also a shopper question.
A shkofa question, we're talking about halacha first.
What do you mean? The whole thing. First of all, Chol HaMoed is halacha. These are halachas that we're just discussing now, what we're not supposed to do, what we're supposed to do. So if by taking the holiday.
Well, let's see what the halacha is.
If taking a vacation from Chol HaMoed, you can save yourself during these things. Maybe you have to. But the whole thing taking a holiday, like, you look at people running, of how can you ask.
One second. You're running ahead of the game, I'm going to cut you short. I'd like to say that halacha first, and then we can discuss the shkafa afterwards. It's a big shayla. Somebody who wants to work Chol HaMoed in order to be able to have a holiday. So, the nice thing is that a lot of places can speak about it, which is Feinstein, it's the Yaakov, a lot of places can speak about this. Shmuel Shabbos talks about it as well. And they make a chiluk, a whole bunch of them make a chiluk like this. A person in August, he's got his 2 week break, he can take off. If he takes it off now, he'll have to work on Chol HaMoed. But right now, it's not Chol HaMoed. So right now, he can go away, he can take off his holiday, you don't have to make a cheshbon on what will be afterwards. Oh, come Chol HaMoed, he won't have his vacation. So he'll have to work. Say that, have to work. But right now, it's not Chol HaMoed. That is talking about when you're holding in August. But suddenly holding Chol HaMoed time, and now he's got to stop it the other way around. Should he work now in order to be able to take his vacation in August, there they all say you can't. They all say you can't work on Chol HaMoed in order to have a vacation. It's the other way around. You can have your vacation even though you'll have to work on Chol HaMoed. But you can't work on Chol HaMoed in order to have your vacation. The difference is that comes Chol HaMoed, do you have a possibility not to work? If comes Chol HaMoed, you have a possibility not to work, that means right now I have still got my vacation. So you have to take your vacation. And what will be in the summer? That's Mechav Melachtoi. But if it's the other way around, you're in August and you're taking vacation, then come Chol HaMoed, you don't have an opportunity to take a break. So there the person will say, it's okay, you can work in Chol HaMoed. Come on, if it's possible to take a break without pay, Chofshah Beri Tashlum, if it's possible to do without pay, one should do so. But if somebody's working and he's got a boss, and his boss saying you have to work, then he has to work. But if he's working only because he wants to have his vacation later, then the Moshe and the Yaakov Netsky are all machmir about it and say you can't do it.
If you take that vacation in the summer, knowing that it's going to cause you to be required to work in coming Chol HaMoed, why is that not machmir
about it? Yes, yeah, so that's what these postmen must say, but I'll add it a little bit. They said, Avraham of a chacha, he writes that a person doesn't have to do tachboilis, cheshbonus, and a thing to make sure that he won't have to work on Chol HaMoed. That means if I have a pu'ula which I have to do on Chol HaMoed, for instance, I have to, an example you gave me, iron my shirts, so then it's mutar on you to make sure that you iron your shirt. You need those iron shirts on Chol HaMoed, so prepare beforehand. But here, it's not that I need to work on Chol HaMoed, I've got a certain amount of time I have off. Now I can choose, it's not Chol HaMoed now, so I don't need to push my time off to Chol HaMoed. I've now got my time, I've got a reason obviously why I prefer the summer, it's not the kids are at home. So the Mela, that's what I can do. It's not at the moment Chol HaMoed, but if it would be the other way around to be Chol HaMoed, then to work now, why am I working now? Because I want something afterwards, then there's no heter according to many, many poskim. So those are the halachos of Mechav Melachtoi. Most can move on, there's more, but we're doing it b'kitzur. So now we're going to move on to the three melachas which are really allowed on Chol HaMoed, the Chazal forbid. That means really according to the five rules that we spoke about, these would be allowed. The Chazal came along and said, for a particular reason, you're not allowed to do. And those are having haircuts, washing your clothes, and cutting nails. Three things which, all of them are the Tzeir HaMoed. Having haircuts are HaMoed, because wants to look good. Washing your clothes are other Tzeir HaMoed. And cutting nails is Tzeir HaMoed. And yet Chazal came along and said, you can't do it because we're worried if a person can do it on Chol HaMoed, he'll wait for Chol HaMoed to do it. He'll have other things to do, he'll be involved in other things, and he'll say, you know what, Chol HaMoed is a good time, I've got time spare, I'm going to have a haircut then. And that is a problem of coming into Yom Tov Menuvel. Coming into Yom Tov looking disrespectful. So Chazal said, you should know, if you did not have one of these things, three things beforehand, then you are not allowed to have a haircut, you're not allowed to wash your clothes on Chol HaMoed. The nails is a machlokes, but we paskin can't do nails either. So, but that of the three, that's the most kill. That's the most lenient. So, let's start with haircuts. Haircuts, shaving, all those things are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. And why not? Why are you not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? So, there's a Gemara here that says, but ask that question. The Gemara asks the question, why should you not be able to have. So the Mishnah says that, you know, there's five people who can have haircuts. Five people can have haircuts. People who came from abroad didn't have a chance to have a haircut in on the travels. This is Moed Katan, the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Somebody who was in prison, even in a Jewish prison, and he was unable. You don't feel like you want to have a haircut when you're in prison. And therefore, when he came out just before Yom Tov, he didn't have a time. He came out on Yom Tov, so he's allowed to have a haircut. And a few other examples like that. But everyone else, you can't. Everyone else is forbidden. Faith the Gemara, why? Why is everyone else forbidden? So let's try and work it out ourselves. Why should other people be forbidden? So we've already given an answer, but the Gemara asked us a question. So now, having a haircut is a Tzeir HaMoed. But we know that a Tzeir HaMoed is only mutter if it's a Meister Hedjet, if it's a simple act. If it's a Meister Umri, you need professional, if a professional nism, needs some type of Umman for it, so then you're not allowed to do the Tzeir HaMoed. So here we come into a Moedik Machlokes. Moedik Machlokes between Gedolei Achronim. What is a haircut? A haircut, is it a simple act? Or maybe a haircut means a Meister Umman, something which a barber who's studied and knows how to do a good job. And it's the Moedik Machlokes between. Yes, here we've got it. So the Moedik Machlokes to Yitzvaland that haircuts, the Etzem, is even a Meister Umman. Modern drama also like that. A haircut is a Meister Umman. Somebody who's. Obviously, there's simple ways of doing it and non simple ways. So I also give haircuts, but it's not. But right home about. Yeah, there's obviously a professional way to give a haircut and a simple way of giving a haircut. Which one are we talking about here? So some Rishonim, Ritva, and Achronim, Magen Avraham, hold the haircut is the haircut we're referring to is even Meister Umman. And Meister Umman, these five people are allowed to have haircuts. But other people can't have that type of haircut. So Shaila, why not? That means why not? Because you can't do Meister Umman. So why are those five people allowed to have haircuts? These people have left prison. Why do they have to have haircuts? You can't do Meister Umman on Chol HaMoed. So the Ritva learns that having a haircut beautifies the body is like Eichel Nefesh. Let's consider, just like we said Eichel Nefesh you're allowed to do, cooking food for yourself. Also, a woman says that Halacha Shema Purush, a woman's allowed to do Tachshitin, prepare jewelry and things like that, which are also some type of Maisa Umman, but it's allowed because it's considered Eichel Nefesh, it's considered what the body needs. A haircut also, a good haircut is allowed for these five people. And other people can't. But those five people can have a Meister Umman.
I was going to say, doesn't anyone argue that there's a Yom Tov before Chol HaMoed?
Right.
You want to look good for the.
Oh, so 1 second. So then the Gemara says, you want to know why the other people can't. It should be a Echol Nefesh, it should be allowed. The other people can't because we don't want you to come into Yom Tov looking maneuver. Means that's what the Gemara meant to say. Why are other people forbidden to have a haircut? Meaning even a Meister Umman, why is it awesome? The answer is because we want you to come into Yom Tov looking good. That's why it's awesome for other people. That means really having a haircut is not just Tzeirach Yom Tov. It's really oichal nefesh. It's a gewaltige Sach. Masha'ekin the goyim, when the goyim learned, it's not true. You can't do it. Nobody can do it, Meister Ullman. The only thing is a simple haircut, and that's why other people would have thought they could do it, and they can't do it, so you shouldn't come into Yontzev Minol. So the Shaila is exactly what's an Afkamin for us, and the Afkamin is quite profound.
You say this by also washing clothes, also
the color? No. Clothes is not on the actual body. Clothes is only things which are mamish
on your
body. Yeah, yeah. So now.
We have proof. How many times your wife and myself change your
shoes? I'll be a bit tight for time. So now we have come on to something interesting, because the halacha is a haircut you can't do. But you can shave your moustache. And moustache you can shave even if it's not to stop the food, it's blocking the food from coming in. There are never goins on moustache. There are goins on your hair, because the hair makes messy hair, makes it looks messy. And moustache are never made because they're on. So moustache you're allowed to shave. And the shayla is, can I plan to shave the moustache on Chol HaMoed? Is there a problem to be mechavim melachtoi? Is there a problem to, you know, I've got time to, you want to make your whiskers exactly nice, I want to do it, I don't have time, I've gone to buy. I do have time, I'm going to wait for Chol HaMoed. Am I allowed to wait for Chol HaMoed to do it? It's one shayla, can I do it myself? Can I get somebody to achreis, you know, prune it really beautifully? Can I do that? So it depends on how we're going to define haircuts. If we say haircuts is a oichol nefesh, so we can, because oichol nefesh you can do ma'aseh, oichol nefesh you can do mechavim melachtoi. So if haircuts we're going to define as that, then you can. If haircuts is only allowed to do ma'aseh hedut, then moustache, you can have a haircut, but you're limited. You can't plan it, you can't do a ma'aseh. So that's played on this machlokes. It's a big machlokes. In the Mishnah world, it's serious. But on the whole, Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that Mitzvah, that it is called Oichol Nefesh. So on the whole, it would seem that Mishnah Berurah that you are, when it comes to the Mistars, whatever you want to do, you can even plan it, but that's not such a shame. But it's a Ma'aseh Ummah. You could even do a Ma'aseh Ummah if somebody wants to look at the Mistars to look a particular cut. According to Mishnah Berurah, according to the Pashto of Mishnah Berurah, but definitely according to Mitzvah, it would be allowed.
Right now, I'm a little bit confused. Let's assume that my wife all time do my haircut. Okay. Is not woman. It's not a
child.
You do need to tell them about it. I try to tell you, don't tell everybody. Okay, fine. But she's doing for the orange, you have hair. She's doing, get me not woman.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look good, and you don't care, and she doesn't care, and everything care. Right now. Yeah. She could do it every time on.
No, somebody says you can't. Why? Because when you can't, there's another gzeira. This is all without gzeira. There's a gzeira, as I said, that you can't come into Yom Tov looking a mess. And therefore, you're not allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and that way you'll have a haircut before Chol HaMoed to ensure that you won't look a mess. Your wife will make sure you'll have that haircut before the Moed to make sure that you won't look a mess on Yom Tov. What we've been speaking about are things which aren't included in the gzeira. Okay. For instance, the moustache, which wasn't included in the gzeira,
okay. That
would be a terrible machmir. Can a person have a haircut by a goy? Can a person have a haircut by somebody who ain't lo ma'alecho? Somebody who doesn't have what to eat. We spoke about that yet on Monday. We had a heter. Somebody who needs panasa. So somebody needs panasa. You can get him to do anything. Can you get him to give a haircut as well? So here we say no. Why? Because really you're allowed to have haircuts Chol HaMoed. But Chazal says we don't want you to have haircuts, because if you have a haircut Chol HaMoed, you won't have a haircut before Yom Tov. If we start giving a terium and say, you know, go to a goy, or go to somebody who doesn't have malecha, or somebody who doesn't have panosa, so everyone will wait for that and go to the person and have panosa. Interesting that Nevi Yehuda had a topic about this, because there are not that many people maybe who would fall into such a category of finding this person that doesn't have panosa. But that's how the psak, Chasam Tosha says the psak of everyone else. Then therefore, if somebody didn't have a haircut before Chol HaMoed, he's stuck. Somebody didn't have a haircut, could have had a haircut. If he wasn't one of those five people, he's stuck. Like some quick halach of the Gabi haircut. Yeah, that's good. For a woman who needs to go to mikveh, she can have a haircut, that's allowed. And also for a woman who sometimes they have hair sticking out from the tichel or from the shaitel, also you're allowed to cut that hair on Chol HaMoed for tznius reasons. Another chiddush for women is that it says in Shulchan Aruch here, a woman's allowed to beautify herself on Chol HaMoed, and included in that is to including that is also to take away hair that's bothering her. So therefore, she can, if she wants to do up her eyebrows, or to, it's also to make herself look pretty, is also allowed. Sadly, is now what about if somebody's got pain, physical pain, by having long hair? Should have had the haircut beforehand, you know, he didn't have it, and it's bothering him. So you would have thought maybe if it's done, if it's pain, we can be make of it. We can't. This takana which Chazal gave was they treated with such severity that even if somebody's in suffering physical pain, unless he's sick, but if it's just, you know, it's bothering him already a lot, then you can't. And how do we know that? Because halach is you can give a child a haircut. Child can have a haircut. It says in Rashi, in the Ritva, so you can have a haircut if it's bothering him. Only if it's bothering him. So, you see, a child can have a haircut, but only if it's bothering him. It means an adult who can't have a haircut, even if it's bothering him. So, you make sure you have your haircuts before. I'm a bit late now, but I might have stopped now, but next time, make sure you have your haircut before. Sadly, it happens quite often. Is they get phone calls, people have lice, kids have lice with long hair, and they want to cut off their hair in order to help with the lice situation. And you are allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that, you're allowed to have a haircut to remove the lice. If not doing it for beauty reasons, you're doing it because of
you see.
Yeah, and therefore you're, it's not my mistake, but to help remove them, therefore you are allowed to do it. In conclusion about the haircuts, shaylas, there's a shayla, you're allowed to comb your hair. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to comb your hair. On Yom Tov, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to comb your hair. Why? Because when you comb your hair, it's secretion. You're going to pull out hair. And you're not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So shayla is what about on Chol HaMoed? Combing your hair, if you comb your hair, you're going to pull out sais, you're going to pull out hair. Is that allowed on Chol HaMoed? And the halacha mafush that says you are allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. Shaila is why. What happened to this problem of combing? Mut halacha for lista grace we might not be shemitz tzar. Ein zem shum giluch. So what happened about the problem? So from here we see a klal that psik reisha is muta on chol hamoed. Now unfortunately this psak was bounded around and people don't realize that this psak about psik reisha is based on mistake, and they therefore think segregation is muta. I'll tell you a case which is common. Obviously, a person pulling a bench and it makes a ditch, that's a segregation. Now, people say, see, segregation is muta. After the Gafra Shmir Shabbosko Foso, he wrote in his sefer, segregation is muta. Segregation is muta outright. And we learned the Sugya, Chavrus in the afternoon, and it was bothering us a lot. It was bothering us a lot because we learned from the Makarios. You see, psikresha is really osa, unless, like we're going to talk about in a minute, when it's muta. A psikresha bikaron is osa. In a particular case, it's going to be muta. Until Baruch Hashem, we found that Shmir Shabbos himself, he wrote a tshuva to Menashe Klein. In it, he wrote, I wrote like this, but now looking through the sugya again, I seem to think otherwise. And Menashe Klein wrote to him, yes, that it's otherwise. It's like we learned. And Bemet, if you learn from the sugya, it's clear like that. So what is the heta of psikresha? The head of segregation is only if the pu'ula you're doing, the pu'ula muteres you're doing, the thing that's muta you're doing is litzoy chamayit, then even though there will be a segregation of something which wasn't needed, but since the pu'ula, the act that you're involved in is the litzoy chamayit, then it is okay. So for instance, combing the hair. Combing the hair is litzoy chamayit, therefore it's allowed. Why? Because I want to look good on the maid. So even though it pulls a hair, that's okay. Tzarech ha-maid is muta. We speak about combing an animal. A person wants to ride an animal, a sus, it comes in Shulchan Aruch. A person wants to comb a sus, a horse. Why? Because he wants to look good. He wants the horse to look good. He's got nice attire. He looks good. And he's doing it for his own enjoyment. When he's riding the horse, it should look good. Yeah, that's okay. I have secretion. It's a tzarech ha-maid is muta. But if you're doing a pu'ula which is not a tzechamayit, for instance, putting a bench to arrange yourself for after Yom Tov.
But we forget it in the first place. We don't care about what's going
on. So moving a bench is no issa on Chol HaMoed. You have to move a bench.
for a reason.
For after Moed, there's no melacha involved in moving a bench. You don't have to do melachas for after the Moed. We can move a bench. There's no melachas involved in moving a bench. But the problem here is it's going to make a ditch when you move the bench.
Now, why do you worry about that your children order tickets? It's the same thing. They should not do it anymore.
They printed it. There's a melacha. Printing is a melacha. Printing of the you're quite right. It's a melacha. You can't do it.
Uh-huh.
So there's something where you're doing a pola which is materis, but it's not for the moed. It's for after the moed, and there's a psikresha that you're going to have. Psikresha is going to make a haritz or something like that. There's no answer of psikresha on moed. So it's something which is kedai to know. Psikresha on chol moed is allowed if the pola you're doing is a pola materis. If the pola you're doing is not a pola materis, then it's forbidden. So those are the halachas regarding giluach. If somebody never has an accident and he has to shave off the hair around the bandage, so you're allowed to. If it's on your body, it's definitely allowed. Also on your head, although Chazal made a gzera, if somebody has to have went on a walk with my kid a couple of years ago and he fell down and he cut himself and they have to put stitches, so there they shave round for hygienic reasons and other, and it's allowed if it's Be'alochas brings a machlokes about it, but a mice, if you weren't able to prepare before you wanted to do it, then you are allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed as well. So,